never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Welcome to the place we ponder the big questions of life, like, for instance, why is it that when you start with a hot cup of coffee and it gets cold, it's like, ick, get me warm coffee. However, if you go to the coffee store and you buy iced coffee, it's okay. Why is that? I have no idea. I only say that because when I start recording my podcast, I have a big, steaming hot cup of coffee. And by the time I get to the fourth show of the week, it's not good. Somebody bring me some ice, please. So today we're talking balance, because balance is silly. It's just silly. Every time I'm walking around, I want balanced life. You need a little more balanced life. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? But if you haven't thought through balance a little bit, you're probably driving yourself crazy trying to be balanced. So we go into those things today. We'll talk about driving yourself crazy and balancing and not balancing and all that kind of stuff. Hang on for the ride. I think you'll glean a lot from it. How you doing? Daily Boost Podcast. It's me, Scott Smith, the founder of this here thing. Been doing it a long time now. 18th season. Yes, I'm a podcast OG. I am. And there are podcasters now, many, many, many podcasters now that were not born when I started doing this thing a long time ago. Man, what a ride it's been. Good to have you here today, too. I did want to remind you, if you haven't listened to me closely, that you should go to faceyourpassion.com and you should drop your name on the list. Because on the list is how I can get a hold of you and tell you that we're doing something cool the week of March 4th. No, I'm not going to tell you what it is. What fun would that be? I will tell you, this is the tease. I'm teasing you. And if you're interested in things like passion and purpose and meaning and legacy, and if you're willing to kind of dig deep inside yourself and put a couple systems in place where you can really begin to understand who you are, if you're tired of looking back in the past and you can't imagine the future, and we looked at today to get our answers, if you're willing to take a different look at life, I have something I think you're going to like a lot. So get on the list. And just basically block out the entire day for 4 days in a row. And then I'll let you know when we're going to, I'm kidding. I'll send you a note here pretty quick, okay? Let's talk balance today. Living a balanced life. I always hear that. I hear it constantly. As a guy who does the work that I do, I don't do a lot of one-on-one coaching these days. I'm doing more group coaching now. I think group coaching is more effective when it's facilitated properly. One-on-one is really good for certain things. Group coaching, I think, is when you're around people in community and you can hear what other people are saying, and it's so powerful. But I hear, whether it's a group or individual, I hear people say, I just want to live a balanced life. I feel like I'm out of balance. By the way, if you have kids these days, particularly the young little kids, none of this applies to you today because your life is out of balance. This is how it's going to be. But wait a second. It does apply to you. Okay, let me get to that, okay? Some people think balancing their life is like a static thing that can be achieved and maintained once you have. It's like a picture on the wall. Like two kids were on this is taking me back in time. I'm sure they don't. They were on a teeter-totter, a seesaw. If you're a Zoomie or millennial, go Google that. Then you'll know what a teeter-totter and a seesaw is. Look at playgrounds of the 60s and have even more fun. In fact, look at how we used to carry our kids around in the back of our cars back in the 60s and 70s. Yeah, a lot of fun. But if you take a picture of two equally weighted kids sitting on a teeter-totter and you put that picture on the wall, you have achieved balance forever. It's a moment in time. That's what a photograph is. But can you do it in life? The answer is no, you just can't. Balance is fleeting. It's dynamic. It's ever-changing. That's the whole point about what it's supposed to be. And it's always challenging. Sure, it feels good when you reach equilibrium and you feel, oh, everything's balanced. It's all good. You get up the next morning and all hell breaks loose. What happened? Oh, no, it was so balanced yesterday. Oh, man. So I learned about balance a couple different ways. I'll tell you two different stories today. One, I think you know this, that I used to work in radio. I was a big-time radio DJ back in the day. I actually really loved doing it, but I didn't love doing it. I didn't like sitting in a room by myself, 30, 35 hours a week talking to myself. And even though I did well at it, and I just didn't like it, it was not my thing. So I had to get out of it and find a new way to do it. Now I sit in a room by myself an hour a week. It's okay. I can deal with that. And, honestly, truthfully, just for the sake of entertaining people, That was fun, but I wanted to have a little bit more impact, and that's why I moved into this world. But I did learn a few things when I was in radio. Now, my job was pretty simple as a disc jockey on the radio. I played new music that everyone wanted to hear. Sometimes every hour and 20 minutes, we played the same song. And I played older music that people loved to remember. And we played men, and we played women, and we played bands and duos and anything else a musician would toss at us. And we all played it all together, and they even do it today. Now, you don't know too much about how that works today, because if you listen to the radio or any stream, streams are a little bit different because it's your thing. Some streams are really bad. But if you have professionals curating the music for you and putting it together for you and you listen to it, you're never going to hear what we call a train wreck. And that's when you take a crazy song and match it like Celine Dion. Probably Celine anyway. And play her up against, some rock song. The Weeknd or something. It just doesn't work. It's not balanced. Because it never works. It crashes. So what you do is you look at it, you say, okay, well, let's create this flow, this up and down, where it kind of goes from here into there and then goes back down there. To create balance, and it works. There's always another song you can fix the problem, right? Same thing with life. Your balance is always, always changing all along the way. I ride my motorcycle, and one of the things that I like to do on my big old Harley-Davidson Road King, the reason I have a Road King, is because I like to do that police motor officer training. You might have seen it before. If not, go ahead and go to YouTube and check it out, police motor officer training and competitions, and you'll see they have all the courses out there. It's called cone killing is what we call it. Why? Because yes, it looks easy to stay inside the cones, but the reality is you're going to kill a lot of cones learning to do that. But it's all about balance. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. But there is no balance in a motorcycle that weighs 900 pounds. The balance is a coordinated attempt with a clutch, a throttle, and a brake. Momentum, leaning in and pulling back out, and understanding how to keep the momentum just on the edge of falling over. There is no balance ever achieved when you do that. And yet when you look at it from the outside, when you're a spectator watching the competition, or maybe you get so lucky to have a motor officer chasing you down. Oh, they're so good at what they do. You ever been to an event and seen a police officer on a big old Harley Davidson, and there's people all around walking, and he's riding like 2 miles an hour, and he looks like he's in perfect balance. How does he do that? He never even puts his feet down. He's on balance. A perfect coordination of the clutch and the throttle and the brake. There's no balance. Imagine your life as rotating the new, the exciting, the frustrating, the mundane, all the things. Continuously coming at you. In this moment, it changes in the next moment. The balance you achieve is just making sense of how to weave them all together. Never too much, never too little, always changing. That's balance. So I spend time doing this because I think a lot of times when we come into this world, I mentioned earlier in the week, that people are seeking a sense of peace, inner peace, if you want to call it that. And they always want to work toward inner peace. I say, no, start with that. Find a place that puts you in a peaceful spot and then work toward maintaining that all the time. Same thing with balance. People want to work toward a more balanced life. I think when people say a balanced life, what they're saying is not so busy and not so stressed out. That's different than balance. That's controlling your schedule. So I say, look at everything going on around you and go, all right, well, let me just accept that this is going to be kind of crazy. And let me just very dynamically and fluidly keep it there. Keep an even keel, if you will, keep that motorcycle standing straight up. And as I can, let's go ahead and get rid of some things that are causing the issues. When you do that, you slowly and very actively and proactively working toward your balanced life that you want. Oh. I left something out. What happens when you achieve that? Did what you said, Scott? I did. I am dynamically controlling my life right now. I'm getting rid of a few things. I'm peaceful. I'm balancing. Now what do we do? Well, I'm just going to say it as is. Now that you've accepted that, and now that is your reality, get ready. All hell's going to break loose. It's just coming. I'm just saying. It is. Just when you think you got balance figured out and everything going your way, somebody's going to say, well, you're looking like you're way too balanced and happy over there. Let me toss a couple of things at you and see if we can get you to wake up a little bit. I say just stay awake. I say just take it as it comes. Big breath, big smile. Yep. Tomorrow is another day. Until it's not. No need to worry. And Rummy, I think I have to get my car tires balanced again. I think it's round we go. Hey, see at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. You want to have a little bit of fun with what I think the most unique motivational dude on the planet? That's me. Yeah, come on over. I'll say hi.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get